This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. I know I'm beating up on this topic way too much. I'm bothered. Here's the thing about terrorism that bothers me. Terrorism goes after the unsuspecting, and in their final moments of life, it is just outright terror, if you will, and pain, and it's one of those things that it's not an act of God, it's not a plane crash, it's not any of these things are equally horrific for any family, but the family's left over. I mean, and the way the media does it is, I mean, for everything, they could have used the headline, Florida man has fender bender in Manhattan. And if they could get away with that, they would do that. He aimed at a bike lane. Now, I am a bicyclist. And bike lanes are godsends on any street because at the same time, you're still sort of out there. And when you're on a bicycle, it's much worse than being on a motorcycle just because weight. Bicycles don't weigh that much at all. And if you hit by a vehicle, well, things are going to go flying. And most of the time when that happens, that's an accident. This guy aimed and then mowed down a bunch of cyclists and pedestrians, and then he crashed into a school bus with children. And then he fled the truck, and he had his fake guns out shouting, Allahu Akbar, and then he was shot by a cop and taken to a hospital to be treated. And those are the facts, but the facts don't matter. In cases like this, what counts is the spin. The post-Islamic attack commentary goes more like this. So far, the only concrete information we have about the driver is that he was a lone attacker. He is from Florida, and he'd recently been living in New Jersey. In the bubble of your white-skinned privilege, I know how badly you want this to be a dark-skinned person, a foreigner, the other, but you're just going to have to accept the fact that the driver was a guy from Florida. Saifulo Saipov, just another homegrown terrorist. So going forward, our most urgent task as a country is to figure out how to defeat Islamophobia. I plan to spend the rest of the week shaming Islamophobes on Twitter and Facebook. Now, for clarity, immediately after the incident, sources inside the New York Police Department debunked the terrorism narrative, saying that it was an incident of road rage between two truck drivers. At press conferences hours later, Police Commissioner James O'Neill refused to confirm whether the suspect had shouted Allahu Akbar and declined to state the attacker's name or nationality. I don't know why you wouldn't do that since he was from Florida, but the bigotry of Islamophobia doesn't always pay attention to details. Contrary to the toxic delusions of the faux news host, white men are a bigger domestic terrorist threat than Muslim foreigners. Here's a recent tally. Fort Hood Massacre, November 5th, 2009. Nidal Malik Hassan, Virginia man. Boston Marathon bombing, April 15th, 2013. Tamerlan Tsarnaev and Zokar Tsarnaev, Massachusetts men. San Bernardino slaughter, September 2nd, 2015. Rizan Farouk and Tashin Malik, Illinois man and wife. Pulse nightclub massacre, June 12, 2016. Omar Sadiq, New York man. Ohio State car and knife attack. Abdul Artan, Ohio man. Charlottesville car attack. James Alex Fields Jr., Ohio man. No, wait a minute. I meant to say white supremacist, alt-right, neo-Nazi. James Alex Fields Jr. Manhattan truck attack. Saifullah Saipov, Florida man. And even though some of these assailants were born elsewhere, extreme vetting is not only racist, but most important, it doesn't work. An intelligence assessment by the Department of Homeland Security in March this year found that most foreign-born U.S. terrorists become radicalized only after living in America for a number of years. Traditional masculinity, whiteness, and just being heterosexual, that's the root cause of terrorism. Then there's the ad. I put a copy of the ad on my Facebook page because it is chilling. That attack was predicted by an ad released just a day earlier against Virginia gubernatorial candidate Elder Gillespie. The ad, which produced by the Latino Victory Fund, shows a white man in a pickup truck with a Confederate flag and a Gillespie campaign sticker chasing down innocent Hispanic and Muslim children. We don't know yet if any of the victims of Tuesday's attack were Mexican children. But the truth is, we are, as Phil Donahue used to say, a deeply racist society. If the perpetrator, again, Florida man Saifullah Saipov, was a person of color, that just proves it. Saifullah was probably so ground down by Islamophobia that he felt the only option left to him was the event in Lower Manhattan. This incident encapsulates the breadth of the battle against racism we have to fight every day in this country. Maybe he could be faulted for blocking the bike lane, but the rest was the natural reaction to a society where night after night, the Fox News hosts indoctrinate viewers with irrational hatred toward the Islamic extremism. And of course, Trump has done very little to make the Muslims feel their space is safe. Immediately after the election, the Southern Poverty Law Center documented 148,849 reports of hijabs being ripped off marginalized Muslim women in college campuses around the nation. And now, of course, Trump wants to end the diversity lottery. That's the last thing we want to do, is alienate members of this community. We need more members of this community to come here so they can warn us about other members of their community. Then there's the bad boy Governor Cuomo, who said it best. New Yorkers will not be intimidated. Ordinary people who don't have security guards will have to live with the occasional terrorist attack. True patriotism is having faith in this country's ability to respond creatively. With extra airport screening, bollards, closed circuit cameras, checkpoints, heavy policing, and fewer public events. If we truly, as a country, are committed to the American ideal of justice and equality for all, we can't wait until a crisis happens to build bridges, educate, counteract false narratives, and foster peace. I want to believe that a massive re-education program about the white privilege would work. But at this point, we might have sunk too low, deep into our own Eurocentric entitlement for white people to begin to unpack their privilege. But there's always hope that something would happen. Maybe the Latino Victory Fund could lead us that way. Unfortunately, we are a nation of cowards, right? That's what we're told. A nation of cowards. Oh, well, it might take a lot of gumption, a lot of brass to say something like that. All you got to do is figure out that that's all I am is a bunch of brass. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The rest of my life, I wish I would've known. wonder how much I care to thank my pops for all the thoughts and all the wisdom he shared. Unaware, I just...
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load.
You know, this terrorism attack is simply an illustration of what has been going on for the longest time. And it really comes down to a few facts. One of the things I say about the SIG P320, which is still my favorite out-of-the-box gun, bar none, okay, is that nobody could foresee, and nobody can foresee, every eventuality that something may come up with or come across when it gets into the real world. You can test it. You can put it into certain scenarios and everything. And see, with guns, with testing with guns, there's an industry standard they have to meet, and they pass that. They build it towards that, and then they move on. And then when it actually makes it out there, then that's when they have to start doing things to it. That's all that happened with the SIG P220. Now, just like the reality of the world when it goes out into that environment, the reality of the world when it comes to attacks is that we're at the mercy of the attackers. They can employ any part of their imagination to put the attack together they want to. So this last time, it was a rental truck, and it was an impact. It was a ramming attack. The murder wasn't stopped by civilians or police. He chose to stop by ramming his truck into a loaded school bus. This truck violence is designed to give you a shock headline, which you got, that the mainstream media uses to sell us soap and deodorant. And the politicians sell us the spin at the same time. This by all the way coming from the desk of Rob Morse. Politicians are in the business of selling government services as much as the media is in the business of selling our attention to their advertisers. Everybody is selling us, if you look at it in a certain critical way. Chaos, my pipes are still sort of iffy. I'm being asked how my lungs or pipes are doing by one of the ninjas, the first ninja of the month, by the way, Chaos 2K. The pipes are coming along, though. But we're constantly being sold something, and it's always a spin, it's a version, it's a something. But what we're actually being sold is a bag of lies, and a lot of us pay for them with a smile on our face. Let's go to the map, shall we? Let's look at everything on the map. Let's put it up on a list. We were sold that open borders immigration is good. And in truth, immigration is a mixed blessing at best. This murder was an immigrant who was admitted under Obama's diversity visa program. And obviously some immigrants are not an addition to our society, but a burden. So let's us take a moment, be honest, and admit that open borders are a particular burden for the lower and middle class who compete with recent immigrants. And we were also told that the government can protect us. We were told that we don't need to protect ourselves, since that's what the police are for. And that's what the New York politicians said as they disarmed the honest citizens of New York City. When all else fails, and more people are killed in Democrat-run cities, the politicians can always call for more gun control. And that proposal doesn't have to work in practice so much as it has to show that the politician is concerned and caring. The optic of the politician's public appearance is more important than their actual performance. Ask Maxine Waters. 27 years, 3 pieces of legislation, 1 every 9 years. The optic. In practice, gun bans fail to keep us safe, just like truck registration and driver's licenses fail to stop a jihadi with a rental truck. And in the case of this murder, disarming honest citizens make us less safe, since we all had to wait minutes for a policeman to bring a gun and stop the terrorist. When the cops, well, not the cops, cops don't do it. When the politicians tell you that guns are the big problem, but they tell you, we can solve your problem by you calling this guy who's going to bring a gun, something is amiss. Something is not jiving. That's something to bear in mind. Politicians sell what they have even when it doesn't work. Politicians are like these you know, the carny guys at the carnivals who bark at you, selling you a magic cloth or snake oil, or they will say anything to make the sale, as well as sell the illusion of safety. Like the carnival salesman, it is their job to speak confidently, even though they know nothing about what they're talking about. Politicians sold us gun bans and gun registration and promised that we were safe. And next, they can sell us truck registration. They can sell us anything so they seem relevant. Safety. Safe spaces. Preparation. All of those things are an illusion. Training. Training to react. Training in every scenario. That's the very level best you can do. But the illusion is so easy. So easy. Too many of us are eager to pretend that we're safe, and they eagerly believe the next lie that we're sold. The news media needs politicians too much to call them out as liars. So here you go. The mainstream news media and the professional politicians will both lie to us as long as it sells. You can do like me. You can turn them off. You can stop believing them. You can stop giving them your time. Of all the things you have, everything you own, and believe me, I have been there on the precipice, and I know exactly what I'm about to tell you. Everything you own, everything you know, everything that, when that moment comes and it's time to move to the next plane, when you're headed to heaven, none of that's going with you. And the only thing that you can't replace in this earthly world is time. Stop wasting your time listening to them. Stop wasting your time giving it to them. If anything, if you have to listen to them, then I would listen to them simply because whatever they're telling you, you know the opposite is going to be true. You know the opposite is going to be true. Yes. Listen. Snowflakes, there are no safe spaces. There are only the spaces you can defend. And that takes us a few tools. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
For P-150, P-150GA, P-150NY, P-150OK, P-150TN, C-250A, C-250E, C-250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups. right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
No chaos. I'm in the western part of the state, right above McCormick, where you're going. Talking about doing a hookup in Plum Branch, South Carolina. That's a little southerly of where I'm at. So I'm north of where you're going to be. Anyway, live tonight, this is Lock and Load. According to most people that would be other than me in the media, I would be the part of the very evil gun lobby. I do take money from gun manufacturers like Agency Arms and or their modifiers or Nighthawk or DTWS, okay? And I advertise their product. They don't pay me just to do what I do. So I don't get paid for the advocacy. I get paid for the reach. So widely ridiculed are these media fantasies about the gun lobby that Neil Knox, who made the NRA a legislative juggernaut, drew standing ovations from adoring throngs by opening speeches with, "Hello, gun lobby." It's usually the anti-gun organizations that hire lobbyists, typically using the limousine liberal money from places like the Joyce Foundation, the Zeev Smith Reynolds Foundation, Soros, McKelvey, Michael Bloomberg. Because grassroots action beats big buck lobbying nearly every time. But Bloomberg purchased the illusion of popular sport through AstroTurf fronts like Moms Demand Action in Every Town for Gun Safety. But even illusion doesn't win that part of the day. Real grassroots organizations plus gun control greed right now are killing the bump stock ban, and gun ban advocates have only themselves to blame. Despite what was characterized as immediate NRA capitulation, grassroots Second Amendment groups were busy thrashing Congress. And accordingly, Speaker Paul Ryan recently demurred on congressional action, and even perennial gun banner Charles Schumer advised his party to back off. But why kill legislation to ban devices that nobody likes? Before Las Vegas victims were even identified, Feinstein drafted legislation ostensibly banning bump stocks. I think she actually keeps a bunch of blank forms laying around. But by banning anything that accelerates the rate of fire of a semi-automatic rifle, her language covers muzzle compensators, trigger jobs, optical sights, and quite, you know, other common accessories enabling shooters to hit targets quickly, potentially making criminals of competitive shooters. Now, that overreach was neither new nor accidental, but neither the latest in a strategy stretching back to the 1968 Gun Control Act, which is to incrementally end private gun ownership. Now, consider the 1994 Brady Act, which requires the FBI to expunge transaction records from the NICS to prevent it from being used for gun registration. Yet Bill Clinton's Attorney General Janet Reno ordered transaction records to be retained in violation of the law, a practice reversed only years later by Attorney General John Ashcroft. Then Obama abused NICS to deny gun rights to 260,381 veterans with PTSD, and then the Social Security beneficiaries who designated payees to handle finances. Salivating for the day when they can turn NICS into a proper gun registration system. The gun control advocates now assure us we need universal background checks to cover all gun transfers in the system. Why do we need registration? Well, they can't confiscate what they can't find. Consider upstate New York retired veteran Don Hull, who registers his guns per state law. Then New York passed the SAFE Act, further restricting gun ownership. One day, as Hall sat in his living room, deputies showed up to confiscate his guns, informing him he'd been wrongly deemed a mental defective by the state. But gun control doesn't sell with voters. Having lost national elections largely over support for gun control in 94, 2000, and 2016, gun ban advocates learned to camouflage their agenda behind benign-sounding things like gun safety from the safety experts who couldn't tell you which end splits out of the bullet, and the universal background checks. And when overconfident, they do slip out with the truth. It's often, well, you know, Nancy Pelosi does it all the time. When she told reporters they're going to say you give them the bump stock, it's going to be a slippery slope. I certainly hope so. North Carolinians Against Gun Violence director Becky Sertas demonstrated similar over-eagerness in saying, of course, banning or heavily regulating bump stocks is an important first step, but it barely scratches the surface of what's needed to address our gun violence epidemic. But she also said, don't worry, we're not embarking upon some slippery slope toward gun prohibition, as the gun lobby alarmists will claim. But her transparently absurdity, the ruse, lies in advocating reasonable steps to strengthen our freedom and liberty by enacting common sense regulations on weapons. There's a ticket. Unconstitutional infringement of your right to bear arms in the interest of strengthening liberty. When you hear gun control advocates clamor about closing loopholes in order to keep guns out of the wrong hands, understand that the wrong hands are yours. And the loophole is the Second Amendment. Nothing more. Nothing less. So, I sit around and I have often, I'll give you an example. Gun Owners of America. they're one of the, now they're actually lobbyists. They have Mike Ammons, who is a lawyer and who is an excellent debater. They have Eric and Larry Pratt, who are master fencers when it comes to a debate on TV or anywhere else. They get out there, and they will typically be the tip of the spear as the ones that will get called to comment on these things, because Gun Owners of America doesn't have a board that has to meet and, you know, make sure that they get their message right. So Gun Owners of America can fly by the seat of their pants. However, what they do is not so much tailor-made towards the instance. They just have a basic fundamental set of things they're going to go with. So for them, they very rarely make a mistake because they stick to that fundamental game plan. They look at certain things. They get out there. If there's something they don't know, they simply say it. They get no money from gun companies. I can attest to that. Trust me when I tell you that. They get no money from gun companies. As a matter of fact, I have never seen any of them with a gun. I only know what Larry Pratt carries, and I don't know if he still carries that now or not. Depending on which, he's either a Kimber man or a Carr, K-A-H-R man. But, you know, that's the long and the thick of it. So those of us who are advocates, I get paid by gun companies not as an advocate, but as an influencer, as somebody with a bit of reach. And I use that reach to try to make them happy, to help them move a product. The advocacy part, that's just part of the show. So when I am described as part of the gun lobby, okay, I'll take that. I appreciate that. But it's not like I'm, you know, gun companies aren't paying me to do this part of it. This is the part I'd like doing. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Last time on the firing line. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load.
I opened the package today from AR500Armor.com. Got one giveaway in there we're going to start working on. I've got to film what we're going to do with that. This is going to be a set of, this is armor that you could wear under a shirt. It's in a very small, nondescript carrier. This is not a tactical carrier. And it has soft body armor in it. Think level 3A. This is the kind of thing that police officers would wear. This is something you can wear all day long, as a matter of fact, and get away with it. And this will protect you with something up to a 44 Magnum. And I'm going to try it out, and then I'm going to give it away. So stay tuned to that, if you will. Maryland Attorney General Brian Frosch, he called the Paddock rifles, because they had bump fire stocks on them, semi-automatic machine guns. In an inflammatory commentary, which was published by the Baltimore Sun. The name of the column was Outlaw Bump Stocks. Yes, but don't stop there. Yet, as Mr. Frosch well knows, there is no such animal. A gun cannot be both a semi-automatic and a machine gun. A machine gun is defined by federal law as a firearm that shoots more than one shot by a single function of the trigger. Maryland law is the same. With semi-auto firearms, the trigger is reset after each shot and must be pulled for each additional shot. Federal law and Maryland law already make it a very serious felony to sell, possess, transport, or transfer an unauthorized machine gun. And the Attorney General almost surely knows this. Yet he misuses legal terms in a deceptive attempt to equate semi-auto firearms, which have been around since the early 1900s and are as common as rain, with machine guns, which are strictly regulated by the government and are exceedingly rare in civilian hands. So, make no mistake, Mr. Frosch wants to ban all semi-auto firearms. Now, he has gotten away with it so far because of the 4th District. I'm not really sure how strong he is with it. I don't know who actually passed the legislation in Maryland, but he sounds like he's involved in it. The rest of Mr. Frosch's op-ed fares no better. He claims that he does not wish to endanger the Second Amendment rights of millions of lawful gun owners, but he then advocates background checks, purchase limits, and bans on so-called military-style assault weapons and large-capacity magazines as measures that would make gun deaths almost entirely preventable, which is nonsense. First of all, what he's describing is the common Glock. The common Glock is semi-auto, and he would call the magazine that comes with it the 17-round, the 15-round, the 10-round. He would call them high capacity. And this would be an assault weapon, by their definition. As would every semi-automatic firearm out there today that fires probably a 9mm, because you can get the most rounds in a 9mm magazine. Also, what the Attorney General does not tell his readers is that both federal law and Maryland law has long required background checks. Maryland is one of the few states that requires these background checks for private sales of handguns in addition to sales by dealers. And since 2013, Maryland has banned so-called assault weapons and large-capacity magazines. Now, here's a question. How many murders have their multitude of other gun control laws prevented in Maryland? None. Not a one. Maryland has already among the strictest gun control laws in the nation, yet according to FBI statistics, Maryland's homicide rate exceeds neighboring states like Virginia and Pennsylvania, which impose no such bans. As an example, from January to June in 2016, Baltimore, with a population of just over 621,000, had 154 murders, topping out at 318 murders for the year. Baltimore Sun reports that Baltimore is posed to set even greater levels of violent crime in 2017, including murders, with nearly 260 killings as of September 23rd, a 13% increase over last year. Yet, in the same January to June 2016 period, Richmond, with a population of 452,797, 24 murders in that period of time, with only 61 for the entire year. Philadelphia, with a population of 1,567,810. Fewer murders than Baltimore, coming in at 278 murders for the whole year. So much for the gun control preventing homicide. Here's the thing the gun grabbers don't understand. A gun is like a hammer. Now, you can take that hammer and you can hammer nails. You can take that hammer and you can use it to build a multitude of things. Or you can turn it into a weapon. Guns were designed to be gathering things. Gathering food, defending yourself, defending your home, the homestead. But like all things, they can also be used for other things, bad things. Gun bans and regulations regulate and burden people who aren't breaking the law. And they do nothing to deter criminals, who by definition don't even care about gun laws. Criminals do not care intensively about going to jail, but that consequence requires enforcement of existing gun law, which they don't do. In California, they're doing away with the penalties for it. That enforcement is not happening. For example, longstanding Maryland law imposes a mandatory minimum 5-year prison term for possession of any handgun by a person previously convicted of a crime of violence or certain drug offenses. Yet Maryland prosecutors, particularly in Baltimore, seldom bring or prosecute to conviction these more serious charges, so they fail to remove these truly dangerous persons from the street. Even misdemeanor illegal possession of guns is seldom punished. As the Sun had previously reported, arrests in Baltimore for illegal guns often led to drop charges or little jail time. So why is it anything to wonder about how they're so awash in violence? Meanwhile, the law-abiding citizens of Baltimore bear the brunt of violent crime and continue to be victimized because these folks are effectively precluded from buying a handgun for self-defense in their house. Because Maryland has a very complex Byzantine sort of serpentine sort of a setup in their law. They're also left defenseless on the streets by Maryland's strict may-issue carry permit laws that exclude almost all Maryland law-abiding citizens from obtaining carry permits for their own self-defense, unlike Virginia and Pennsylvania, which are both self-defense carry permit states. So, Guns in the hands of people also don't lead to more violence, because those statistics I just gave you still hold true. So, the lowest of the self-defense claims out there comes from the FBI's estimate of defensive gun uses, which is 68,000 times. But that means there's 68,000 fewer victims every year, and that's the low estimate. It may be, CDC says it could be as much as 3 million. 68,000 is still nothing to sneeze at. 3 million is truly wondrous. Whatever the number, the defensive gun use is a positive social good. The life you save may be your own, but, you know, that of your loved ones. Think about what happens if you shoot a perpetrator. What have you stopped him from going on to do? As the Supreme Court of the United States held in its landmark District of Columbia versus Heller decision, the civil right of armed self-defense is the essence of the Second Amendment. So the Attorney General, Mr. Frosch, would be well advised to embrace the Second Amendment rather than pushing an ineffective gun ban that only serves to ensnare and burden the people that he purports to protect. And that has to be the litmus test from now on. We have to ask two questions. Is this going to stop crime, or is this going to impede the law abiding? If the answer is yes to one and no to the other, we shouldn't allow that to happen. Nor should these snake oil politicians. Okay, I don't. Okay, that, so there's nothing there. Okay, gotcha. All right. Anyway. Let's see. I was reading something in the chat room. Listen, we'll be back on Monday. Between now and then, remember this. And pay attention tomorrow to what's going on around you. Go armed. Never been about gun control. It's always been, it's always, it has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood. Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.